This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un vowing support for Russia's, quote, just fight during a summit with President Vladimir Putin. The latest from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The leaders met at Russia's most important domestic satellite launch center for a summit that underscores how their interests are aligning in the face of their country's separate intensifying confrontations with the United States. Putin is thought to be seeking munitions from North Korea to resupply his army in Ukraine, and Kim likely wants both help with satellite launches and economic aid in return. The talks lasted 4 to 5 hours, after which Kim left. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Moldova on Wednesday expelled the country chief of space's Russia's Sputnik news agency, accusing the outlet of spreading propaganda and disinformation. Since Russia's invasion of Ukraine last year, tensions between the two countries have increased. The number of dead keeps rising in Libya from floods, now believed to be about 2,000 people, and with 10,000 others missing. Here's VOA's Alexis Strop.
An excavator covers bodies in a mass grave as Libyans started burying their dead on Tuesday in Derna after the devastating storm that wiped out a quarter of their city. Videos from Saturday and Sunday from the coastal city of around 125,000 inhabitants showed wrecked neighborhoods, their buildings washed out, and cars slipped on their roofs in streets covered in mud and rubble. Alexis Strop, VOA News.
A huge number of migrants have landed in Lampedusa, the Italian southernmost island. Yesterday, Tuesday, 5,000 migrants came ashore. This is VOA News. Ethnically motivated attacks perpetrated by Sudan's paramilitary rapid support forces and allied militia have killed hundreds in the West Darfur region. This according to United Nations Human Rights Chief Volker Turk.
Ethnically motivated attacks perpetrated by the RSF and allied Arab militias have resulted in the deaths of hundreds of so-called non-Arab civilians, primarily from Masalit communities.
Bloodshed, violence, and displacement have escalated in Sudan since fighting between the Sudanese army and RSF erupted in April. Brussels will investigate Chinese state subsidies for electric cars, the EU chief said Wednesday, vowing to defend Europe's industry from unfair competition. The move is a victory for France, which had expressed concerns that Europe will fall behind during the green transition if it is not more assertive when confronted with China's alleged protectionism. In Indian cities, most electric vehicles seen on the roads are not cars, but 3- and 2-wheeled vehicles that deliver goods and ferry passengers. Anjana Pasricha reports on how the exponential growth of these electric vehicles in New Delhi could help clean the air in one of the world's most polluted cities.
The call by 3-wheel electric rickshaw drivers to passengers as they alight from metro stations has become a familiar sound in the Indian capital and towns around it.
It is much better than a petrol vehicle. It is cheaper to buy. It does not create pollution.
The shared rides that cost as little as 8 cents have made these e-vehicles popular. The 3- and 2-wheelers are driving India's transition to electric mobility. They make up about 90% of electric vehicles in the country. Federal and state government subsidies for manufacturers, combined with high petrol costs, are fueling sales. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.
H&M says it plans to sell secondhand clothes and accessories at its flagship store in London as pressure increases on fast fashion companies to curb their environmental impact by encouraging the reuse and recycling of garments. With the European Union planning new regulation to crack down on textile waste in the bloc, H&M says it is part of the problem and that the way fashion is produced and consumed does need to change. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.